This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. Beautiful day. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Do you trust Trey Turner again? Is the question, Ike. What do you think the response is? Yes or no? Do you trust Trey Turner?
It's another tricky one.
Yeah, it is.
Because I would say yes, but when you say trust Trey Turner, then it's like, okay, what's everybody's definition of what they trust Trey Turner to be or do?
Well, and also, I didn't ask about the defense. I think we've kind of...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, it's all part of
that's
it.
That's a loss.
That's what I'm saying. It's all part of it. So
he made some nice plays last night, Trey, defensively. Well, some backhands, you know? I don't know, like...
You starting to turn the corner a little
bit? Defensively, I'm still definitely no. I'm more wondering about offensively. I think... And that's the sticking point for people.
What do you think the polls are?
I'll go slightly no. 55%.
54.7% no.
Yo,
there he goes.
Back again.
There he goes. There he goes.
Yeah. So, yeah, people are a little bit stiff. But I mean, listen.
That's
still
fine.
50-50, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's had an uneven career in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's been cold, hot, defense. Passable, not passable, then hurt, blah,
well,
blah, blah.
Well, and you
blah.
Described it perfectly last segment about the whole, you can't just hit singles. And so it's like your average may say one thing, your on-base percentage may say one thing, but it's like, okay, how really impactful are those hits?
Yeah, and he's, like, I'm glad he's doing it.
Yeah,
but
I
want this to be a step toward something.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
All right.
Well, and a step towards consistency.
Yes.
We can't have the ups and downs.
Volume down.
No.
Me?
Yeah, keep it down.
Volume down.
Do you know why?
It's not the Truist time yet.
No, it is.
We're getting prepared.
It is. Hit it, Buzz.
And now, Ike Reese at the Truist Championship.
We got a crowd here, too.
Sweet sound of the ball in the bottom of the cup.
There it is.
I love that.
Yes.
I don't get to know what that feels like too often. Balls rattling around in the cup.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, fellas. Little bit of a change, top of the leaderboard.
Right.
Danny McCarthy is having a heck of a round.
Yeah, we need him to fall off.
-8 right now, 2-stroke lead. Now, last time I told you it was Ricky Fowler that was tied for me.
I have to bet on this while we're
now,
talking about it.
We've got a few others that have joined the 6-under group. Sam Stevens, Aaron Rye, Joe Highsmith. He's a fan favorite as well.
We saw him earlier, like on the par three.
Yeah, and you got a couple names that are sort of hovering around there. Colin Morikawa, one of my favorites.
Yes, even though he hates the media.
Yeah, Patrick Cantlay. Just watched him tee off on the 17th back there.
Rory is +500 to win it.
Ike, how was Cantlay's pace of play? We know he's not a quick player.
You know what, Jack? I could see that. did not look like to be in a rush up there on the tee box.
Yeah, that's why he's the worst.
Once he got out there, but yeah.
That's why no one likes him.
That Xander guy is plus 4,500 to win.
Yeah, wow, really? Not looking good right now for my guy Xander Spike.
Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Why? Because he was thrown off by Ike earlier.
Yeah, probably.
I'm starting to believe that on myself.
I'm gonna bet on Ludwig
Oberg. Oberg.
You've always been a fan of the Swede.
The Swede.
Yeah.
The Swede.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet on him.
Well,
now.
We sit between a nice par three that we need to go over there and check out.
Yes.
Either way, fellas, golf course is playing beautiful.
Okay.
Wind is down.
Yes.
I also give you this. Easy on the eyes out here. I just tell you that. Just go Ooh. There for you.
I noticed your voice raised when you said that.
No, I didn't mean to.
Yeah,
it's hard not to.
I needed to give it the proper excitement that it deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get the truest.
Yeah.
There it is. I get the truest championship.
What a bit.
215-592-9494.
I choose.
Corey in Columbus. Hey, you're on WIP. Hey, what's up, Corey?
Hey, man, I be looking at them Twitter polls, man. I don't be getting it. Come on, man. Y'all be
He
gets them wrong, too.
55%. He be like, oh, 54.7. Every day.
Wow.
Here's the funny thing.
3.3 off every day.
No, I'm not looking at the polls because I like when I'm close. And I don't mind being wrong. I'm not looking at the polls, man.
Hey, man. You got your collar shirt on today, Spike?
Yes, I do.
Hey, man,
I look pretty good, I think.
He does. Looks good.
I'm tired of them bullying you. Let that wrinkled shirt go. What you got a Travis Matthews on? I hope you don't got on no Gildan or nothing like that.
No, no logo. No logo.
No logo.
Yeah, it's...
I saw that kitchen. I know you can afford
it's good material.
Yeah, it's a Fatherty brand shirt.
Ooh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
look
yeah.
at you.
Well, you know.
You are. You,
well,
listen, you
he ain't going to go cheap now.
No, yeah. And he's a threadsman.
I am. I care about materials.
Man. Yeah, you got to have that upper quality, you know, like a Travis Matthews or something like that. You know, something like that. But
how did they get a golf cart?
You said what?
Nah, there's people here yelling at Ike, and they got a golf cart somehow. It's ridiculous.
My boy's out at the Truist Championship. I feel it. Yep. You know, we dabbling into the golf world. That's why this is the best show. But, you know, the Phillies, are they back? I ain't going to give it to them yet. You know why?
Because
I like the fact that they keep trying to prove it.
Man, if Jalen was 13 of 17 for 125 yards and they won, you would say, here we go, we're back.
Let me tell you why. Because they playing good when we doubting them. That's what I like. You know,
as soon as we start saying they're back.
I like that. I like that.
Andrew Painter, that's our Cooper DeGene, our exciting white. Remember, he was hurt. We were struggling. Mm-hmm. He came out there, boom, turned the season around. That's what Painter going to do. And I need somebody to start buying some Taiwan seasoning. Now, hey, go out there and buy Taiwan seasoning today. Because it's Taiwan Day. I need y'all to put some respect on my boy's name. We trashed him all last year. We said he was garbage. Threw him away. Get it out the trash this year, baby. Taiwan back. Put some respect on his name.
A Thai leverage reliever.
Yep. Go to the store and buy you some Taiwan seasoning today. Celebrate Taiwan.
Is that a real
thing? Yeah, what is Taiwan seasoning?
And Taiwan has seasoning.
Are you talking about
real?
Tajin? You're not talking about
it. Hey, man. Hey, it's spelled the same way. Hey, and also, Schwarber, listen, if we pay you, I want these same results. Don't be – because I know how it is. Everybody want a contract. They want to play good. We get out of contract. All of a sudden, they don't want to play. Trey Turner, you was all great before you came to the Phillies. We pay you. Now you don't know how to play baseball. Can't stop balls. Got errors out there. Can't hit. Most
Hold on. 400 is last 16 games, Corey.
Yeah, but – We need more than 16 games.
We don't need to pay Schwarber midseason. Just pay him at the end of the year.
As long as he's paid, that's all I care about.
Let him earn it. That's all I'm saying.
Yep, Howie Rosenmetzer. You right. I'm with Spike on that. And last but not least, hey, man, I need the Knicks to win, man. Knicks, knock off them Celtics. You know, knock them off.
See, he doesn't live in this area, so he had to worry about New York people. Yeah.
You're not an hour and a half away from Knicks fans.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a Sixers fan. Y'all know that.
Oh yeah, that's right.
When it comes to that last caller, that the Lakers ain't doing that. I told y'all yesterday. They need a role model for Luka. These dudes gonna be passing burgers. If you bring Embiid and Luka in the locker room, they're going to have an episode of 600-pound life in that locker room. They're going to be having cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do their own episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, those guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't have, they're not going to do that.
No.
But, you know, the Phillies, keep it up. You know, who we got? We got the Rays tonight, right?
Yeah, the Rays, and then we're coming to your state, Corey.
They're going to the Guardians.
Hey, it's, you know, Ike State, too, you know what I mean?
Ike
don't
want to
claim us, but...
Nah, I'm a Buckeye. Listen, you
know, North Carolina guy.
I'm trying to get Ike in the Hall of Fame down here. You know,
talk to them people down there, man. Yeah, yes, talk to them.
Have your people talk to their people, yeah?
Exactly, my boy. But, you know, enjoy yourself out there, you know. Holler at your boy.
There he is. See. Corey in Columbus. 215-592-9494. I'm a little fearful in that my wife is texting me pictures of a dog at work. Uh-oh. And, you know, she works at a place where there's dogs.
You're about to have a third, huh?
No.
It's beautiful. You got more yard space. You got a fence.
That's exactly what Val is
thinking. I know she's
More yard.
If you have a dog, your dog's outside all the time now because it's spring. Then it's going to be outside all the time. It's summer. Dogs and cats rule. You got to stop by. If you love your dog at all, you got to stop by. If you like, you know, you adopt a dog, you adopt a cat, your job, give them an amazing life. And Dogs and Cats Rule knows that. The lead dog, George Perenni, knows it. The staff at every Dogs and Cats Rule, the more informed, helpful patient staff that you're going to find anywhere, Dogs and Cats Rule do that. And when I talk about being outside, you need toys. Dogs and Cats Rule has a great selection of toys. Maybe you need a new leash, you know?
Yeah.
Looking
a
handsome.
A new leash on life.
New
huh?
leash on life. Dogs and Cats Rule gets you. Natural flea and tick prevention.
You need a new leash on life or lease on life?
It's lease on life.
It's lease. But Jack said leash.
I know.
Yeah.
It was on purpose. I'm just letting everyone know.
We don't know.
No, come on. My dad joke game's been really
all right.
Firing up.
Natural flea and tick prevention, Dogs and Cats Rule can help you out there. And food. You know, you always have questions about, you know, what to feed your dog, what to feed your cat, blah, blah, blah. Not only does Dogs and Cats Rule have the best stuff, but the staff is going to teach you what the right thing for your pet is. There's 7 locations. There's 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. There's 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, New Hope, Maple Glen, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Do we think Jack did it on purpose? 215.
I did. It's like a dog on a bone.
Jerry in Philadelphia. You're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Hi.
Taz just shoot away a poor little kid, by the way.
That's all right.
I let Taz say he's pick up the security.
Yeah.
Unlike Chickies.
We were talking about the Celtics.
Yes.
I can't stand them. I grew up with that. Red Arrow back lighting his cigar up when he knew his team couldn't lose. Larry Sigfried. I don't care who plays them. But the New York has the Villanova players, Jalen Brunson.
This is sickening.
There's no way we're rooting for the Knicks.
This is
Boston,
sickening.
I would root for anybody.
God bless him, but Red Auerbach is dead. Like, we can – these guys are here now. Like, I just – this whole thing about – I understand hating Boston, but we also hate New York.
Right.
I think overall we hate New York more than we hate Boston. Overall.
I think so.
Like, you can't let them have this, Jerry. You can't. You cannot let Knicks fans have this. You will never forgive yourself.
No.
Never. Wait till you see the hellfire of annoyingness they are going to rain down upon us.
Clemson, I hated them all. They all failed. Chamberlain, I could never.
They really did, yep.
When the Flyers started playing Boston, I hated them more.
You don't hate the Rangers?
No.
Oh, wow.
You hate Boston, the Mets?
They did everything. The 1 year that we were losing by, I think, 2 or 1, and we threw the inbounds pass, and the ball hit the wire, and it flushed again.
All right, Jerry.
Ball hit the wire?
I don't know. 215-592-9494. Can I, like, I respect my elders.
Yes.
Yeah.
I respect history.
You've been on a big kick of respecting your elders.
I do. I am on a kick of respecting, and I respect history.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah.
But you gotta let it go on the Celtics thing with the Knicks. You gotta let it go.
They just won the title last year and no one really cares.
Nobody cares. They win another championship. Nobody cares. You walk around town here in Philadelphia. Do you ever see Celtics fans? No. You never interact with Celtics fans. Knicks fans are a train ride away. They'll be down here all the time. You'll never hear the end of it. They have been in the same bad spot we have been in for 30 years. Let them stay there. The Celtics just won a title.
Yep.
They can lose next round. Let them lose to the Pacers. Let them lose to the Cavs. Let them lose to the Thunder. Mm-hmm. Don't let them lose to the Knicks. And, like, this is a – we're in 2025. This is not 1964. It's just like we got to let the old Celtics thing go. I'm not saying to cheer for them. I'm not saying you want them to win the title. I'm telling you, as a defensive maneuver, we have to defend ourselves against Knicks fans here. So I need you to turn.
It plus, it'd be so funny to watch them blow a 2-0 lead when they start believing.
Yes. Yes. Weren't you sickened when you saw them take over the Xfinity Mobile Arena a year and a half ago? Or that was just a year ago, right? That was 1 year ago.
Yep.
Do you want more of that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want more of it. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. You got to move on. We can't have it here. Cannot have the Knicks beat the Celtics. 215-592-9494. Drew in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Drew?
I hope the Knicks sweep the Celtics.
No.
Oh, there you go.
Why?
I don't know what you – I don't get I, honestly, really. This is like beyond – I mean, the Celtics have tormented the Sixers 10 times more than the Knicks.
And do you want them both tormenting you? Do you want them both tormenting you? That's what's going to happen. If the Knicks win, then they will both torment you.
No, the Knicks don't torment me at all. First of all, the Sixers
How?
Have a in the history of the Sixers, we've beaten the Knicks in the playoffs more than they've beaten us. But the Celtics, it's a disaster.
We haven't played them in the playoffs in 40 years.
But the Knicks, we played them last year.
Before last year.
You're right.
Yes. And they beat us.
We've only played them like 5 times in the playoffs. We're 3-2 against them. It's like,
but who cares? They beat us last year.
Right, so we lost to them last year. We've lost to the Celtics 6 straight times in the playoffs.
And I mean, they're in a different class than the Sixers right now.
Yeah, I hate the Celtics players 1 to 10. Like the roster, they're all annoying. I can't stand any of them.
Well, Tatum's a fraud.
The Knicks players I like. Okay, so they're Philly people. First of all, they're Philly people. The Knicks players.
Oh, here we go.
You know, the Nova connection.
A lot of Eagles fans on that team too.
So
let them be Eagles.
And the Celtic fan base, I'm sorry, the Celtic fan base is by far the more smug, entitled, arrogant bunch of fans that in the NBA. I mean, they are.
Drew, when are you interacting with Celtics fans? Honestly, on a day-to-day basis.
I'm glad I don't. But you see them walk
around.
So
who cares?
Celtics jackets. You see them wear, you know, just like any team's fans do. They travel. They, you know, they go to games on the road, whatever. I mean, they all do that. Okay, but... who cares if the Knicks haven't won anything in 50 years? So
and they will have advanced further than us. They beat us last year. They will have advanced further than us, and they will be here all the time. You're never going to hear the end of it. I'm telling you, you got to stop living in 40 years ago. It's not 40 years ago. It's a different time.
But I hate the Celtics 10 times more than I hate the Knicks.
I get it, but it's like that part of it. I'm just saying we are – we are not in the same class as the Celtics right now. And Celtics beat the Knicks or not, it's not going to matter because they're still going to have way more championships than us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. So it's who you can't stand more, and I can't stand the Celtics and their fans way more than I can't stand the Knicks and theirs. And there's a number of reasons for that.
Well, that's going to change.
I feel like they don't know
what the new fans are like.
I can root for players on the Knicks. I can't do that for players on the Celtics. That's where it stops for me.
All right. Yep. I think they were thinking about...
We don't root for Drew Holiday anymore?
I like Drew Holiday.
Yeah, I like Drew. What he was
yeah. I don't think he understands what the current Knicks fan is like.
Right.
I really don't. I think that's it, is that I understand, like, Knicks fans from 20 years ago, that like they haven't been in our... You know what it's like? It's like Commanders fans. We are not bothered by Commanders fans, but I can tell you in a year...
We will be.
We're going to be bothered by Commanders. We'll say to ourselves, we don't really care about the Commanders fans. We care about Cowboys fans.
Right.
We care about Giants fans, blah, blah, blah. Well, when they have a good quarterback and a good team for the next 5 or 10 years, I can promise you...
They will be a pain in the butt.
Yes. Yeah. I can promise you we wouldn't have wanted to wake up that... You know, sleeping, not giant, but you know what I'm
Commander.
Saying. Yeah.
Well, especially with a great owner now they got down there.
Wow. Better owner than they had.
Yeah. Don't say that. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Dan in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Dan?
Another nice day.
It is a wonderful day.
Yeah, I'm good with the Phillies. I spoke last week. I read you a boring list of the positives I was going to focus on.
I remember that. It was pretty boring.
They're coming around. I thought Aaron Nolan would come around. I was positive on Harper. He's still not quite there yet. And Schwarber's been amazing. I mean, you know, to match Aaron Judge's home runs is incredible. But the hitting is improving across the board. And one of the things I noticed, more guys are not trying to swing too hard. There, it seems to me anyway, there's a little more contact hitting just to get guys on base.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Well, I mean, you have to give them, whether it works or not, you have to give them credit for being given an off-season assignment that they actually seems like they studied for and they're trying to put into practice.
The whole thing's about, you know, seeing the ball deeper, right, and using the entire field. I think we've seen more of that, you know, and I don't think we saw at the beginning of the season. I think it's really actually been after the Mets series. Maybe they've had a little come to Jesus moment saying, hey, guys, are we going to let this thing fall apart or are we going to do what hopefully helps win us ball games?
Well, I think they were trying beforehand. I think it was new. The biggest question we had, I think they ditched it, though.
Like, I think they were looking like last year's offense for like a 3-week stretch after the first week of the season.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like they went away from it and then maybe they got right back into where they're supposed to be.
I think we got a real competition for the division now.
I don't think I've been saying this. I don't think the Braves are out of it in the division.
Yeah. They're going to be your Rams of the NFL.
They are. I got my eye on the Braves because we all – thank you for the call, Dan. We all sort of like left them for dead at 0-7 or 0-8. I think they're a game under 500. They're 5 or 6 games out of first place in the division. Acuna hasn't even played this year.
Right.
So, you know, they're too talented to be bad, I think. And they had the year from hell last year.
Mm-hmm. Still rally.
Yeah, yeah. So the fact that they're going to be out of it, I just don't.
Did they win their wild card? No, they got swept. Oh, they got swept.
I can't remember who they played.
Yeah, Padres. Play?
Right. So let me ask you guys, as we are at the Truist Championship here at the Philadelphia Cricket Club, how late do these guys golf?
Well, I would imagine. The last guy probably teed off at 1, I believe.
Yeah, what's it, about 5 hours to play around the golf?
Yeah, it's probably about 4.5.
Okay.
Well, it's only 3 golfers per? It's not a foursome, so it's only 3, so maybe that goes a little bit faster.
Does that mean?
Hold up.
What?
What's the issue?
When have you ever seen a foursome on a pro tour?
I think it happens sometimes, right?
I'm disappointed in him.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't expect you to know. Yeah. I'm disappointed in Fritz right now.
Hold on. Let me look it up.
You're thinking about us golfing on the weekends. The pros do not play in foursomes, Jack.
Wow.
Base of play.
No, that's why they play in threes, threesomes. It's normally two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, when you get to the weekends, it's two.
Okay.
But because this is a tournament where there isn't a cut line. Uh-oh. There's no cut line in this tournament.
It's just the top 70 guys.
Yeah, it's just the top 70 guys.
Right, Donovan Jaspat.
All right. I'm just
no, really, no.
Brain cramp. That's all it is.
It's Jack, hot out here.
I'm monitoring the situation. Is Jack a fake golf guy?
I'm a majors man.
I'm a majors man.
Yeah. Nah, that's what I am at this point.
Yeah.
And my game's not exactly good.
And he hasn't been out in a while.
Nah.
He got two kids at home, in case you hadn't heard.
Yeah. Well, Father of the year. Yeah, I've heard. Yeah. Everybody in Westchester is saying it. They should get an award.
A guy did say the other day, there's the father of the year.
I know. No.
Yeah. No, he did.
He said, there's the father of the year.
Yeah. And I couldn't tell if he was a listener or not. Cause
Go Green!
He kept it moving. But, yeah.
Now, that's the third Spartan I've seen out here.
Yeah. What's up with the Spartan dog?
We're all over the place.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right. Coming up next, as we are at the Truist Championship, the return of Mount Rushmore. And it is the...
Something tells me this will be about golf.
It is the four most annoying things about golf.
I want people to come over and boo you, honestly.
That is coming up next.
Line people up.
Yeah.
Are the Phillies back? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.